Good morning, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist with your morning finance update for Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2023. Now, unfortunately, we're likely to begin Wednesday here in Australia in the red, with ASX SPY futures pointing down by 37 points or 0.5%. We've had a disappointing lead-in overnight from Wall Street. We saw the Dow Jones fall by 345 points or 1%. The broader S&P 500 index was down by 1.6%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ index fell by 238 points or 2%. A continuing focus on earnings results and strength of the US economy overnight. We had an update from United Parcel Services, and it provided a weak assessment of the US economy, and its share price was down by 10%. And we also saw FedEx shares also fall by 2.9% in response to that concern around the barometer of strength in transportation and courier delivery services in the United States economy. Now, at the same time, a continuation of focus on regional banks in the United States. First Republic Bank was down by 49.4% after it announced that its deposits plunged by 40% in the March quarter to $104.5 billion. And we had a continuation of earnings results, this time from General Motors. Its share price was down by 4% after the automaker cautioned that price gains over 2022 won't last as the year goes on. However, there's a more positive update from PepsiCo. Its shares are up by 2.3% after it raised its annual revenue and profit forecasts. Now, after the bell, we heard from Microsoft. Its earnings beat as cloud expectations or growth were better than investors had expected. Its share price had fallen by around 2% prior to market close, but this could lift the share price in after hours trading. We also saw Google parent Alphabet shares down by 2.3% during the market session as well. Now, one of the other key focuses in America overnight was on consumer confidence. That fell to a 9-month low in April, and that dragged on consumer discretionary stocks in particular. And we also heard from US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who said that the failure of the US Congress to lift the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling for the US government would potentially lead to an economic catastrophe for the United States. We saw US Treasury or government bond yields fall quite sharply. We saw the 2-year down by around 11 basis points to 3.4% and the 10-year down by 20 basis points to 3.95% in response to these developments. Now, in Europe, we saw share markets continuing to tumble there. We saw basic resources shares down by 3%, down for fifth straight day on worries about demand in China. We did see copper and aluminium prices down by up to 2.7% on those demand fears overnight, and they weighed on those material shares, not only in Europe, but also the United States. We also saw bank shares in Europe down by 2.2%, dragged lower by Spain's Santander. Its shares were down 6% on worries about trade in both Brazil and the United States. Overall, the Euro First 300 index was down 0.4%, and in London, the FTSE 100 index was down 0.3%. A mixed backdrop for Aussie investors today when it comes to the commodity space. We saw all prices down by 2% on those Chinese demand fears, but also a stronger US dollar. However, gold prices sneaked up by 0.2% to $2,004.5 an ounce, and iron ore futures arrested a period of declines, up by 0.7% to $117.6 a ton. And it's going to be a big day for Australian investors today with the consumer price index, the main measure of inflation in Australia, released today, with the headline number expected to lift by 1.3% in the March quarter. That would take the annual growth rate in headline inflation down from the peak of 7.8% in the December quarter to 7% in the March quarter. The step down in inflation is likely to be on the back of an easing or moderating in food prices, along with clothing and footwear, household contents, and also services. At the same time, travel and accommodation prices and petrol prices are also likely to decelerate. But we're expecting to see a hike in prices for education, insurance, also rental and electricity prices. The Reserve Bank's preferred measure of inflation, true mean or underlying inflation, could lift by a more solid 1.4% in the March quarter, with the annual growth rate moderating from 6.9% to 6.7%, but remaining uncomfortably above the Reserve Bank's 2-3% inflation target, which could necessitate a 25 basis point rate hike on Tuesday next week. The Aussie dollar is currently trading at 66.25 US cents. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.